Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, an internet blog, or television station?
No.
Can you hear me? Thank you.
Yeah. No.
Thank you. And well, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make it this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. So are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. And what is your age?
54.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Not going to vote.
Sorry, you said you will not vote?
Yes, I will not be voting.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
0.
Thank you. And what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote a 0, not at all motivated?
Yep, I have no faith in the United States government at all.
Thank you. Now thinking about the direction in which the country that is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
I don't care one way or another. I guess I'll say disapprove.
Okay. And is that a strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
It's falling behind the cost of living.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. The first one is investing in the childcare industry and keeping childcare centers open and more affordable for working parents. How would you rate from this
10.
Statement from 0 to 10? Thank you. The next one is stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in the public schools. How would you rate it from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Thank you. passing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
10.
Thank you. Investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing old bridges and roadways.
10.
Thank you. Strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
0.
Thank you. And making college more affordable and canceling student debt.
5.
Thank you. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose 2. Bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, tackling inflation and improving the economy, or stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back?
I guess I will have to go with improving the economy.
Thank you.
All of those issues are somewhat important, but I'm going to just say that one.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is J.P. Vance.
I'm sorry, repeat that one.
Yes, J.D. Vance. How would you rate your feelings towards J.D. Vance from 0 to 100?
Okay, I'll say about a 40.
Thank you. And what about Kamala Harris?
50. Not particularly warm or cold. It doesn't really matter. I just don't believe they're going to do anything. Nobody does anything.
Okay, thank you. And what about Jill Stein?
0.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
I'm going to say 70.
Thank you. Michelle Obama.
100.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Three.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
50.
Thank you. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I don't really know nothing about him. I'm just going to say 50.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, independent Cornel West, independent Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Yeah, undecided.
Thank you. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Neither, but I'll say Democrat.
Thank you. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, Please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. The first one is, I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people. I strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
I somewhat agree.
Thank you. The next one is, I'm worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman. I strongly agree, somewhat disagree. Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some issues and concern others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. First one is protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
I'm going to say Donald Trump.
Okay. And would it be Donald Trump somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat better.
Thank you. Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. Harris or Trump?
Trump.
And would that be Trump somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat better.
Thank you. Fixing the immigration system.
It's going to be Trump.
Okay. And would
much
that
better.
Be somewhat much better? Thank you. Improving K-12 public school education.
I'm going to say Kamala Harris. Much better.
Okay. Thank you. And maternal health issues and the disproportionate negative health outcomes for black women.
Kamala Harris, much better.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given why it is important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote. A 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason. A 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one is, our country has gone through so much in the last few years. Our rights are being rolled back. Racial discrimination and division is on the rise, and political violence is growing. We need a fresh start, a reset, a change from the same old leaders and old ideas and rhetoric. And for the first time in a long time, we have a chance for that. We can vote for change now. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
Yeah, they can vote for it. I'm going to say a 10, but then I'm going to have
you. Thank you. Next one is, while corporations are raking in records profits and raising their prices, too many Americans are struggling to get by. And instead of being focused on stopping corporations from price gouging to bring down costs, too many elected leaders are working to protect the big corporate special interests who finance their campaigns. It's time we use our political power to demand that politicians trying to get out our votes, put forward a plan to stop price gouging and bring down the cost of everyday goods so that more working people can get ahead. How would you rate it from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. The last statement is, racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threatening our communities and future for our children. It's threatening all the advancement our community has fought so long for. We can stand by as they try to take us backwards. We must support candidates who will make fighting hate groups a top priority and who will work to protect voting rights and diversity policies that help us address the impact of racism in this country. It's our responsibility and our time to step up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities and future. How would you rate it from 0 to 10?
I'll say 10.
Thank you. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
0. Not voting.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. TikTok.
Yes.
Facebook.
Yes.
Twitter.
No.
Instagram.
Yes.
YouTube.
Yes.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Excuse me, repeat that one?
Yes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, some college graduate or bachelor's degree or postgraduate?
High school graduate.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Separated.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Say those again.
Yes, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
It's an urban area.
Thank you. Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
A couple times a week.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, or disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Ma'am, I really do appreciate your time and your opinion.
Thank you.
Thanks to you. Have a wonderful day. Bye for now.